Welcome to the Authentically Successful Show After Hours, where my co-host Rob Swimer and I share our two cents on hot topics in the business world. Rob is a veteran sales leader in high tech, best-selling author, resilience coach, and speaker. And I'm your host, Carol Schultz, longtime professional recruiter and executive coach, the creator of talent-centric organizations, and also a best-selling author. Combined, we have 70 years of experience in this world. So let's get into it. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Carol. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing awesome.
Good. Yep. Glad to hear it. So we've been talking a lot about all the horrible emails and LinkedIn spam we get that is cold reach out.
Yeah.
And I thought it would make some sense for us to talk about that a little bit because, you know, you and I, being trained in sales long, long ago, I mean, really before there was an internet.
True. That is true.
did things really differently than people do now. Right. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that. So, sure. You know, like I said, we get, I could read you email after email after email. You know, I just got one. I get a lot of these on, we can improve your website.
Yeah.
Hi, yeah, comma. I was checking your website and then it's like filled in and highlighted in a different color on behalf of this, my email address. And so you have a good design and it looks great, but it's not ranking on Google, blah, blah. I'm an SEO expert, yada, yada, yada. And then again, hi, good morning. I'd like to follow up. Please let me know if you're interested so that we can share a call, or please share your WhatsApp number for easy communication.
you know? Give out your phone number.
Yeah, let me do that right away. I'm going to get right on that.
Yeah.
That's just one example of, you know, I'm sure a few that we'll talk about here.
Yeah,
I know how it lands on me, but how does that land on you being somebody who's been in sales for 40 years?
Yeah, I mean, this is a classic case of doing the research and knowing your market and actually trying to make a connection. You know, those would work if I got an email. For example, if you got that email and you said, hey, I was looking at your website and I saw your content and I actually referenced one of your, I don't know, demo reels or reference one of your speeches that you gave, and they actually took the time to, you know, look at the website. I may actually pique my interest and say, okay, well, they did some research. They know what I do. And if they said something like, hey, I know you speak on resilience and blah, blah, blah. And I watched your TED talk or whatever it is, you know, it's like make a connection somehow on that email versus a blatant, just, you know, blanket email. And I think that we're getting, and we talked about this, Carol, I think we're getting lazy. I mean, we're getting lazy. And you know, when I started out way too long ago, you know, we couldn't be late. We had to do all that footwork. Yeah, we had to do it manually. We had to do all that research. We had to, you know, and we've lost that skill, you know. And I think with the more advanced sales teams that, you know, that I had the fortunate to run or be part of, and the companies that were just best in class, they would never do this. You know, and I think it's a question of what level are you at? And you know, are you going to do business with somebody that is at that level, or are you going to do business with somebody that makes that connection, however they do it? It's just at least try, right, Carol? At least try.
Yeah, well, exactly. And you know what this makes me think of is, I mean, really all this is, it's like the new direct mail, right? So we still get direct mail, right? And what do you do with it when you pick it up in your mailbox? Right. It gets thrown out, put the recycling. I mean, I walk in the garage and I dump it. I have to look through it to make sure there's something, you know, is it something I actually need that's come? And everything else gets dumped right into the recycling bin.
It doesn't make the house.
Exactly. It doesn't make it past the garage. And, you know, I think that what I'm curious about is how this happened. And I think you pointed that out already, right? It's laziness. Because I mean, when did actual sales, doing your research, you know, when I started out in 1992 and was learning what it was to be a headhunter,
you know, I was really highly trained, and it was steps, you know. Well, you're going to first start talking, you know, calling candidates, and kind of here's how you do that. You know, do you remember having a conversation with us in the past? It was all to have to engage somebody in a conversation, right?
Absolutely.
And nobody's engaging. And I shouldn't say nobody, because maybe that's 1% of people that send out emails that I'm even willing to have a conversation with.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you
I agree.
I think of all the time that's being wasted, you know, and a lot of that is because people are selling AI, right? We can do this on AI. You can send out thousands of emails. Well, I'd rather have fewer emails and have them actually be quality, what we're sending out, right?
Yeah. I mean, we could be missing the boat here, Carol. I mean, you know, in our generation, you know, I mean, let's be real. I mean, we could be. I mean, maybe yeah, they're onto something. If you're sending out that many emails and the hit is 1%, you're still probably getting a lot, at least people asking for, you know, information. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It just falls on us a little differently. You know, the advice I would have would be, you know, would be for people to at least have some kind of connection, at least do a little bit of research. Mm-hmm. I think it goes back, and I've said this in so many podcasts, and I know you have too.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we have to learn how to coexist with AI, have to coexist with technology. Mm-hmm. You and I grew up with technology just starting. So mm-hmm. we had to learn how to coexist, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we went from the pink while you were out messages to, you know, where we are today.
Right.
Right? I mean, I remember yes. that. So
his secretary take down all the messages and hand them off to you.
Exactly. Right. Oh, and you are like, if you got a big stack, you're like, yeah, ready to go. But, you know, I think it really comes down to that. I think we have to learn as a business culture to coexist. It's not going to go away. And I'm all for it, by the way. AI, it's awesome. Technology, love it. Bring it on. I lived through it. I made a whole career out of what's the next shiny object. And that's okay. That's okay. But let's figure out how to coexist with it.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest thing. That's my biggest pet peeve. And I don't know if I have the answer. I just wish that I tried to coexist with it. I would do that research. I would do the shortcuts. I would do all that, but then I would customize the email, or I would actually pick up the phone and talk to somebody. Oh my gosh, that would mm-hmm. be amazing. I mean, you know, you can kind of do both. That would be my advice. Do a little bit of both. And then hopefully you see those benefits. I certainly did pretty well.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, I think that, and I'm certainly not here to pan AI or say don't use it. What I'm here to say is AI is a tool. It is not as effective as it should be, or that it will be sometime in the future, as it gets better. Yep. But I think often what, you know, that's to me, that's like the new shiny object, right?
Sure.
Everybody's chasing after it. Because that's what happens in tech, right? I mean, you know, we can look back in the days of when, you know, system software was really big, you know, there's gonna be a lot of people listening to this are like, who's Pansophic? Yeah, who's Computer Associates? Right? But, yep. you know, or who is KnowledgeWare? Who is that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What are case tools?
Right.
But, you know, all those things were tools to help you run your business better. And I think that's right. ultimately what we're getting at here. These are, you know, AI is just another tool, but you shouldn't look at it as a panacea. And
I agree.
Think that's what often happens. People think, ooh, let me grab that shiny object and that's going to fix all my problems. I call BS on that.
Well, it'd be like, here's a great example, right? So, you know, I'm a keynote speaker. I speak all over the world mm-hmm. and I've got to build speeches and I've got to do all that. And I write them. I certainly could just put in ChatGPT and say, hey, you know what? Write a 45-minute keynote on building resilience. And I could do that. You know, I choose not to, but that's me. Mm-hmm. So it's a fine line. And I, you know, I don't know where, you know, I think it's a pendulum that we just need to kind of settle in. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, I'll be totally transparent. When I did a coaching agreement, a retainer coaching agreement, I put it in ChatGPT because I don't have any legal experience. I don't have any. So I'm like, I don't even know where to start, right?
Yeah.
And then bam, it's, you know, 10 seconds later, I've got a template. And I'm like, Well, that was pretty cool. So, you know, it's hard for me to, I don't want to bash it. Like you said, this is not about it. It's not about it at all. I think it comes down to, if I had to put a bow around this whole segment, it would be, let's all learn how to coexist with the next shiny object.
Yeah.
Just like we had to do it all before, even in the 70s and 80s and 90s. I mean, look, there's always been a next shiny object.
Of course.
Is just another thing, right? It just happens to be really impressive and earth-shattering to use. I get it. But let's just see if we can coexist a little bit. And my mantra, like, let's make that human connection somehow, not just bring out these emails that make no sense.
Yeah. So what I wonder is who's sort of managing the people that are sending this stuff out, right? So if we have to give advice to someone, who are we giving it to, right? Is the CEO a Gen Z and they think, well, we grew up with technology, so we're just going to send, you know, spam people out on LinkedIn and, you know, an email or, you know, whatever platform they're using. And, you know, one would think that they would have some more experienced people on their board or as an advisor to say, yeah, this is really not going to be the most effective way to reach out to people, unless that's the business you're looking to build, right? I mean, do you think your former company, Splunk, how were you selling? Were you sending out, spamming out emails and LinkedIn to people?
No, we would never do that.
Oracle does that, SAP, any of the, you know, successful tech firms?
No, again, it goes back to, you know, my comment before. If you're a high performance team, if you're a high performance selling engine with a serious methodology, whether it be, you know, Challenger, Sandler, whatever your methodology is, if you're running a sales process with, you know, 6-10 different subjects, then, you know, you're not going to be able to do this because you're going to have that collaboration. See, this is another thing we got to talk about here, because where's the collaboration on this? You really can't collaborate with your customer or your prospect if you're way off base. It'd be like me going into a client with a value stack that made absolutely no sense, going into Norfolk Railroad with a Home Depot value stack. It's like, okay, what the heck's going on here? Well, just a general, you know, value stack to say, here's how I understand your business and your methodology and your key board level initiatives, blah, 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 blah. I mean, how do you do that if you're just poof, you know, bringing out a general statement? They see right through it.
Yeah, well, they do. And, you know, it kind of gets exhausting.
Yeah,
with all this, and
deal, I guess.
I'm not opposed to emailing people if it's quality. No. But you know, a buddy of mine said to me a long time ago, you know, there's usually 4 touch points. Now, I'm curious as to if you think this is what's, I don't think this is still going on. Call, email, call.
Yeah.
Call one, call two, follow up with third is an email, and then call again. I think people are just email, and nobody's thinking about, you know, or taking the time. There's a million ways to get people's phone numbers. And granted, they may not pick it up because I often don't, but you can leave them a message, a good message.
Right. With your voice. Right.
That's right. Your voice. I got a LinkedIn connection request from somebody last week. Hi, Carol Schultz, comma. We've recently had success placing finance experts on networks like CBS, ABC, CNBC, et cetera. We're looking for a few more in the finance, not me, or consulting, yes, me, sector to work with, comma, would you be open to a conversation, ? So not only is that message on LinkedIn, I mean, run on sentence, improper grammar,
yeah,
improper punctuation, you know, and I mean, hi, Carol Schultz. I'm thinking to myself, this person who was calls herself out as an Emmy winning producer and reporter. I'm thinking, and you're producing this crap?
Yeah.
I mean, she's a journalist. How is she not looking at what's being sent out on her behalf?
I don't know. I maybe they're not producing it. Maybe it's just being automatically produced and it's all a numbers game in that business. I mean, I had the same one, you know, could you kindly provide me with your website address? I will assess it and provide you with feedback on any existing issues, as well as suggestions on how to resolve them.
Yeah. I got one of those.
First
today
of all,
also.
All you got to do is Google my name and you get my website.
Yep.
So why do I have to provide my website? I mean, it's pretty much there. It's a public domain. So, you know, right away, delete, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me. So, you know, this is a tough one, Carol. This is a really tough one. It really is. And I mean, after really talking about this and doing the research on it, looking at where we came from, this is a tough one. This is a tough one for me to kind of grasp and say, you know, what's the solution? I think the train's already left. I don't think that this is going to stop. I don't think that, I think it's going to get more and more. So we're not going to stop it. The idea will be, what are the tiers? What are the levels of expertise that we want to engage in as a professional?
You know, it's funny, listening to you makes me think of, I'm sure you're familiar with the book, Blue Ocean Strategy.
Yep.
Right? So I'm thinking to myself, the whole sales strategy is now red ocean.
Yeah.
Right? So for those who are listening that don't know that, the red ocean is the bloody ocean that everybody's fighting for business in. Okay. The blue ocean is, for example, two examples I used in the book that everybody will know, is how Southwest Airlines came about and changed how people thought of airline travel, right? As well as like Cirque du Soleil. Circuses were the abuse of animals, just horrible. And they came up with something completely different, a circus with human beings. How cool. And it was fantastic, right? So that's the blue ocean for those listening. And, you know, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking to myself, that's really what this is. Everybody has piled onto this red ocean strategy of fighting in the bloody ocean of just spamming and spamming and spamming and spamming. Like I said, both on email. And I mean, you know, I probably once a week I go through my junk mail and there's a zillion junk mails that never even made it to my inbox.
Yeah.
And I unfortunately have to look through them because sometimes something actually ends up in the junk that shouldn't be. And it's just all like, oh, it makes me crazy having to take the time to do it. But I've generally got it down to, I can really just kind of scroll through and peruse it to, and I'll stop when my eye catches something that I actually need to throw into my inbox. Right.
Right.
So it's, you know, maybe the answer for those who are listening is, to start thinking about what's your blue ocean in sales.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you going to distinguish yourself and set yourself apart from all the other dreck that is going out? I mean, you know, I don't know. That's like the $64,000 question, right? I mean,
I think that'd be the fun part, right? That'd be the fun part for me. I mean, how do I make my offering so outstanding that they have to get back to me? How do I make myself, you know, I always say, be bold, be brave, be memorable. Yeah. This is a perfect example of being bold, be brave, be memorable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is a way that salespeople can be that. And again, I traveled in a different circle. I was very, very grateful and fortunate to be able to do that, to work with some of the best salespeople and the sales leaders in the world. And I think that's what we have to always strive for. And it's always good to great, but then there's always that one level. I always say outstanding. How do you get that outstanding, you know, offer that somebody has to read that email? You know, how do you do that? That's the key.
It is the key. And, you know, part of it, I think, is, you know, and sometimes I'll look up if I can even find them on LinkedIn. And I'm thinking, how are you representing a company and your LinkedIn profile is so horrible?
Yeah.
You know, I talked to somebody this morning and I looked at his profile and I said, how long have you been with this company? And he says, about 6 months. And there was nothing on his LinkedIn that said how long he'd been there or anything. And I said, well, what did you do before that? You know, I was a traveling musician.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, bravo for him. I mean, he did a great job on the call.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, and their reach out email to me was very good. I mean, it was enough to pique my interest to say, yeah, I'll have a call with you.
That's awesome.
And I think a lot of that is just, I mean, really what's being sent out is a lot of assumptions.
Yeah.
Right. The one who sent me this journalist, I thought, dude, if you just looked at my website and looked at my media page, you'd see I'm a regular contributor to Inc. I've written for Forbes, Fast Company, and CEO World. What are you going to do for me? So I'm going to pay you thousands of dollars to, you know, get me an interview on CNBC or something, or NBC. I don't know.
Right.
You know, this is not a good strategy. You know, maybe spend the money if you're going to use LinkedIn, that's another pet peeve I have. People, you know, send you basically a pitch or what I know is going to be a pitch in the LinkedIn yeah. connection request. Then you get a pitch, you know, 30 seconds later, basically, after you accept, if you accept the connection request. Right. And I'm like, wouldn't it just be better to do the research? Just like you said, do some research and maybe, you know, you pick up the phone and call someone.
Yep.
Introduce yourself. Hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm, you know, this. Do you have just a minute to talk? Or did you have just a minute so I can tell you why I'm calling?
Yeah.
You know, that's a really good strategy. That's a strategy I used for years in the search business.
Yeah.
Right? You know, people, when you just start blabbering out information without asking somebody, do you have just a minute? Am I getting you a good or a bad time? That respects the person you're calling.
Yeah, I agree. And I think there's the value, there's the whole value prop on this too, right? I mean, what is this worth? So mm-hmm. this particular reach out from this gentleman, there's very little value. So if I was to engage, I would expect it to be pennies on the dollar. Mm-hmm. But if somebody came to me with, you know, with information about me and they actually looked at my site and said, hey, you've got, you know, you need to, you know, do this and do that. And I've got clients that have experienced this and here are my numbers and I'd love to talk to you about it if you have time. You know, here's my Calendly if you want mm-hmm. to book 15 minutes mm-hmm. with me or 10 minutes yep. with me, blah, blah, blah. You know, I would probably look at that and read it a couple of times, you know, and say, maybe I should do that. But the value for the other stuff is just low value. Maybe that's what it is, Carol. That stuff that they're selling or trying to get, you know, across, there's just no value in it. So it's just a numbers game.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how I look at it. It's like when I sold software and they say, you know, it's expensive. And I'd say, yeah, because we solve really expensive problems.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, and yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you get what you pay for kind of thing. And, you know, they'd always look at me like, well, that's a weird answer. I'm like, well, we do. It's like, you know, that's what we do. So if they're doing that, if they're solving expensive mm-hmm. problems, then they should yeah. be doing it differently. Now, maybe these people are not. And that's really what it comes down to. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's me.
Well, I mean, I think I'm hoping that we've passed along enough of not only our complaints about it, because, I have to wonder, like, who's actually opening this stuff up and responding to yeah. them, but that we've given out some advice on, you know, here's what we think you should do. Because you need to really separate you need to separate the wheat from the chaff, as they say, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not even like double click, just single click. Just single click another yeah. level. And I think you'd probably get more responses, or at least, you know, you get a response back and say, hey, give me your website. Let me check out what you do. Mm-hmm. That would be cool. And at least you got to leave in the pipeline.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. All right. I got nothing more. We could beat this dead horse all day, but you know, yeah. to avoid doing that.
No, I think it's an interesting subject. And I think yeah. we're, like I said, it's not going away.
Yeah.
And it's going to ramp up and we just have to be able to coexist with
right.
it.
And of course, you know, our contact information is always in both the show notes that go out on, you know, Apple Podcasts and the other streaming services, as well as on YouTube, where somebody yeah. might just be watching this. So, you know what? If you got questions, reach out to us. We're happy
or
to answer.
Or if you have another opinion, I'd love
yes.
to hear it. Yeah, come on,
exactly.
come on, bring it on and debate a little bit. I'd love to see where you're yeah. seeing benefits and what results you have and the numbers. I would love to see that because look at yeah. I'm a lifelong learner like you, Carol.
Yep.
I'm awesome. I'm all for it.
All right, Rob.
All right, Carol.
It's been real.
Good to see you.
Ta-ta. Thanks for listening to Authentically Successful After Hours. I'm your host, Carol Schultz.
And I'm your co-host, Rob Swimer. Hey, don't forget to click follow to hear more. And please leave us an honest review and rating so we can continue to improve and bring you more great stories.
Thanks again for listening and see you next time.